Clary Phillips joins us. She's the Vice President of Member Services, Broad River Electric Co-op. So that their service area is primarily in Cherokee, Spartanburg, and Union counties, but some of their members reside in Polk, Rutherford, and Cleveland counties in North Carolina as well, and Newberry County in South Carolina. Hopefully I have that correct. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know what? I'll be better. We all will be so much better when the power is on. And I know you guys are working overtime to get that taken care of. Tell us kind of where you are.
So right now, Kara, we have over 14,000 members still without power. Excuse me. We have 140 broken poles in our area. That's been a huge issue for us. Currently, we have over 100 contractors on site, which is three times our normal work crews. We've been fortunate enough to get contractors in from New York, Ohio, Maine, and Florida. Our goal, we think we can have about 75% of our members back on by Friday. However, you know, those remote areas are the ones that are going to take a little bit longer to get reconnected, just because they are the most significantly damaged, and we have limited access on some of those roads. But we are working around the clock. We are doing everything we possibly can. We want to get everybody back on, you know, just as soon as we can, because guess what? We are all in this boat together. Our power is out, too. And, you know, it's for everybody's best interest for us to get this done as quickly and as safely as we possibly can. So we're doing everything in our power to do that.
Looking at poweroutage.us, a Broad River Electric Cooperative, I think you got about 12,000 customers in Spartanburg. So far, those folks are all still waiting. What is the ETA looking like, do you know, for Spartanburg? Can you give us some idea?
I can't specify Spartanburg County by itself. We still have five substations that do not have power, so truly, it just depends on how long it takes for transmission to get reconnected at those substations. And, you know, then we'll start to see things happen fairly quickly. But that's the biggest hurdle right now, is getting the rest of those substations connected so that our distribution lines can be re-energized.
And give us some idea. I'm just personally curious. You mentioned the substations are offline. How did that happen? Is that a tree falling down, or how does that work?
So our substations receive transmission service from Duke Energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they lost transmission during the storm. This was a major, major event. And they're still working to get, transmission service restored in all of their areas, too. So, you know, it's just the way that sort of the power process works. You have transmission and it goes to the distribution lines. And from there, we can energize individual taps. But it does start there at that transmission level. And that's what's been so devastating, is that the transmission level, you know, at that high level, was so damaged by this storm. That's why you're seeing such delayed times with power restoration all over the state.
So it's you guys are literally then waiting. For instance, this is why people are in, say, Spartanburg aren't getting their power back. You have to wait on Duke Power. Are they struggling to get them back online?
They haven't communicated that with us specifically. That we can make that assumption. But again, we have been trying to hear from them, and they've been trying to stay in contact with us to make sure that we're all sort of on the same page. They have not given us a specific time frame, but they have made progress. You know, we were able to connect 3,000 customers last night. So we started out with almost 100% of our system without power. We have about 25,000 members, and we've gotten that down to 14,000. So we have made tremendous progress, and that has been because we've had some of those issues sorted out with the Duke transmission, but there is still a long way to go. I would like, you know, just to remind those out there, we do serve Spartanburg, Cherokee, and Union counties primarily, but we have power lines in seven different counties, a little bit in North Carolina. So we are very spread out, hence the need for all of these extra crewmen to help us get to every point of our membership.
And again, you are with the Broad River Electric Cooperative, in case people are
That's right.
are wondering. Anything else that people need to know, Clary Phillips? Just, I know so many people are impatient for their power to come back on, and we're all trying to be patient and just pray for you guys to be able to do your work safely and get it up and running. What else do people need to know?
I guess the one thing that I would like to ask for is just patience. Listen, I understand. I have three small children at home without any power. This is hard. But we are all in this together. And it's certainly not our linemen, you know, who are going home at 5 o'clock every day and taking a warm shower and getting in the bed early. They have really worked around the clock, seen their family hardly at all, not been home really at all. We've got these other linemen from all these other states, you know, in hotels without power. So we are all in this together. That's what I'd like to stress. You know, we're going to do our work our hardest, and we're not going to stop until every single member is reconnected. But I would ask for people's patience and understanding, and just knowing that we truly are working to the very best of our ability, the very best of our resources. And we're doing everything we can. We understand the frustration. We feel it too. And we're not going to stop until everything is sorted out.
And again, the date that you have given me that you think is by Friday, perhaps a little beyond that.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. We hope to have about 75% back on by Friday. But again, those remote areas are going to take a little bit longer.
Clary Phillips, thank you so much for joining us again. She is with Broad River Electric Cooperative. If you're wondering who they cover and where they cover, again, it's Cherokee, Spartanburg, Union counties, and then, you know, parts of Polk, Rutherford, Cleveland counties in North Carolina, Newberry County in South Carolina. Thank you so much for the update on that, and just wish you guys the best getting the power back on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tara.
You're welcome. You're listening to 98.9 WORD.